nehmen Sie mal. Ist schon spannend. Also ich darf jetzt Frau Dr. Slavika Babamova vorstellen und muss erinnern daran, dass ich, also wie ich 1997 mit Frau Papazoglou den Band Mazedonien machte und an der Profatio schrieb, schrieb sie mir plötzlich, tun Sie mal noch einen Namen hinein, meine Schülerin Slavika Babamova, die also auch in dem Band mitgearbeitet hat. Das habe ich getan, das war meine erste Begegnung. Seitdem ist also viel von ihr publiziert worden. Zum einen die Arbeit über die datierten Inschriften in Mazedonien. Zum anderen hat sie also eine Position am Archäologischen Museum in Skopje, die sie für uns sehr interessant macht, denn sie ist sozusagen die Dominatrix Titulorum Makedoniae Septentrionalis geworden. Sie ist also, hat die Abteilung für Plastik und Epigraphik unter ihrer Leitung und hat also vor 3 Jahren eine wunderbare Monographie über die Inschrift von Stobi vorgelegt, Inscriptionis Stobiorum. Sie haben das Wort.
Thank you, Professor Halov. Thank you for the invitation to the conference. I will give a short introduction because I think that many of you doesn't know Stobi. Stobi was situated at the confluence of Erigon into Axios, and so it was along the main Balkan roads in antiquity. The road which was going from Aegean to the Danube, it is the road Thessalonica Viminatium and Sirmium via Skopje and Naissus, the road to Serdica via Astibo, Tranupara and Pautalia along River Astibo, and one more road which was a section of Via Egnatia along Erigon River starting near Heraclea Linkestis. It was mentioned for the first time by Livy, who described it as Vetus Urbs. Living a small city in classical and Hellenistic times, Stobi became the most important city in the middle valley of Axios River in the Roman period. Since the formation of the province of Macedonia in 148 BC, Stobi was a center for selling salt, and it has grown up in the most significant commercial center in the region. Its location most probably influenced the legal status of the city in the early Roman period, which was unique in the eastern part of the empire. Among 150 cities in Macedonia listed by Pliny, Stobi is named Oppidum Civium Romanorum, and according to Papazoglou's researches, it held the title given in the times of Caesar until 30 BC, when Stobi was granted the status of Municipium, second of that kind in the eastern part of the empire, which is attested for the first time by the coins minted in Stobi under Vespasian in 73 AD, most probably commemorating the 100 years of having the Municipium status. Native Paeonians and Macedonians were mixed with immigrants who have moved to Stobi for different purposes. Lying at the border of the two halves of the empire, Stobi was a place of mixture of two main components in the cultural development of the history of the Roman Empire. The number of inscriptions written in Latin and Greek seem to be equal. Latin language as official in the empire is present on the inscriptions, but like in all other eastern provinces, Greek letters are prevailing. It is quite indicative that beginning from the 2nd century, official documents were written in Greek, which is highlighted by the inscriptions in the theater, built at the same time in the 2nd century, where every seat without exception was written in Greek, even the seats of the city magistratus. On the contrary of the early Roman period, why is it not going? On contrary of the early Roman period, for which the picture of the material culture is still built. This is the theater, the coins, okay, the map is missing. On contrary of the early Roman period, for which the picture of the material culture is still built by excavations of a few structures at the site, but there are a big number of epigraphic monuments, which are the main factor in the answers of questions concerning social, economic and political life. Knowledge for the late antique Stobi is based mainly upon the very poor mentions in literary sources and an evidently lower number of inscriptions. Archaeological excavations as a main source of the late antique history of Stobi covered the buildings from that period, excavated and still visible at the site. Stobi was an episcopia during the period of the late antiquity, which is attested not only by the lists of the councils, but by the excavations of the episcopal basilica, which is the most significant structure at the site. There are 6 basilicas and 3 baptisteria at the site itself and in the very close surrounding area, which were in use simultaneously in the 5th century, which tells of the needs of the Christian community. Budius was the first episcopus of Stobi known from the Council of Nicaea, and the second known to us is doubtful if it was Nikolaos, who was mentioned at the Council of Chalcedon, or Eustathios, who renewed the episcopal basilica. The structure itself has 3 main phases in its existence, which are archaeologically attested and named as the old and the new basilica, but it is not of our strict interest except for the dating of the bishops' lists. The exact date of the construction of the old basilica is an ongoing object of scholarly discussion. According to one group of archaeologists, the earliest church in Stobi was built in the first half of the 4th century, and it is related to Bishop Budius, meaning that it is the oldest Christian temple in Macedonia. This argument implies the existence of a developed church organization and the obvious need of a large Christian community in which Episcop Budius held liturgies. Other group of scientists believe that the construction of the oldest basilica finished shortly before the visit of Emperor Theodosius I in 388, who was probably present for the dedication of the church and issued 2 edicts regarding the religion during his stay in Stobi. Namely, the floor mosaic of the earlier phase of the old basilica contains 3 inscriptions, 2 Christ's monograms, Icht His, one at the entrance and another on the central area of the mosaic floor, and a Christological message in the form of medallion. And the 4th inscription exposes the renewal of the church, which was then also remodeled. That was done by Bishop Eustathios. Since the basilica in its architectonical phase was used until the middle of the 5th century, we date the activity of Episcop Eustathios in this chronological frame. After some time, the new episcopal basilica was rebuilt on the top of 4.5 meters fill after a big part of the Roman theater was ruined according to a decree of Theodosius, and its seats were reused in different purposes throughout Stobi, mainly in the basilica and in the inner city wall. Bishop Philip, as it was written on a lintel of the basilica, was the one who built it. The basilica was used for liturgies until the end of the 6th century when Stobi was abandoned. The next bishop of Stobi is questionable. Namely, the lists of the Council of Constantinople name Phocas Episcopus Staliensis Provinciae Prevaliensis, which is by some scholars corrected into Stobensis, as represent of a Dacian diocese, a suffragette of Archbishop of Justiniana Prima. But Papazoglou believed that there is no reason for such correction, but that Staliensis was written instead of Skodrensis, as Skodra was in those times metropolis of Prevalitana. Other known episcopus of Stobi are Ioannes on the 6th Ecumenical Council of Constantinople and Margaritus on the 2nd Trullanum Synod. There are more inscriptions from the episcopal basilica, the biggest part of them connected to the old one. Bronze plaque with inscription was found between the fill underpinning of the phase 2 floor and the mortar surface of the face 1 of the basilica, which means that it belonged to the context of the earliest architectonical phase. It has hero monogram at the top and alpha and omega at the edges of the upper line. Part of the first ligature in the line 2 is broken. The reading is given by the excavator, James Weissman. Restituted, so you see the text and the restoration. The plaque was originally attached to a flat surface by two rivets, as we may suppose, on the place that was reconstructed by Romanus. Even the starting words seem to be unusual concerning their place at the beginning of the phrase. It is, as I think, it is acceptable to read them this way. It is not quite sure that the nomen was Numisius, because it is possible that it was any nomen starting with Num, but they are very rare in the province of Macedonia, with single examples of Numisi and Numeri in Philippi and Dion. Regarding the reading of the inscription, it is quite strange that Stobensium is abbreviated the way it is here. There are no abbreviations for the name of the city in late antiquity, but are several on stone inscriptions and on the coins minted in Stobi in the period from the 1st to the 3rd century. Questions asked by this plaque continue with the origin of tabularius. As was mentioned before, Latin was used for inscriptions in Stobi until the 2nd century, and it never appeared again, especially not in late antiquity, except for one gravestone which belonged to a person who most probably accidentally died at Stobi. But Romanus was a city magistrate, and he was supposed to write his dedication in Greek. More challenging than all other questions seems to be the adjective annualis. My knowledge of such offices might be very humble, but the literature I have consulted never mentions an annual tabularius. So please help me. Two dedications on mosaic look very similar, the first one dedicated by Diaconissa Matrona and the second one by Peristeria, whose family was very famous in the late antiquity in Stobi, as we will see later. Since these two dedications were found in the south nave of the basilica, they initiated James Weissman to think that they were separated aisles for men and women during the liturgy in the basilica. Other dedicatory inscriptions from the basilica count a brick holding an inscription Tche eleison Christe eleison, but most of the dedications were in the west end of the north wall. This is the part where all these graffiti were on the frescoes. Actually, 8 fragments were unequally inscribed with prayers or with avocations to Christ or God. This is also a fragment. The only fresco fragment with an inscription from the new episcopal basilica is the one containing a text with a liturgical character, and no more inscribed frescoes from the new episcopal basilica. Some fresco inscriptions, but very damaged, were found in the baptistery, which was built during the second phase of the old basilica at the time of Bishop Eustathius, and was in use until the end of the life in Stobi in the late 6th century. They are connected with the images of the decoration, probably some of them transcribing some New Testament citations, Euangelos Matthäus, Laos, Jerusalem, and possible restorations given by Downing, the first publisher, is that Jerusalem could be just the name of the city, or Hieron, and then this Epsilon and Sigma, the abbreviation for the city of Jerusalem. And one more inscription is Femi, which could be connected or considered as common in the New Testament and impossible to be attached to any particular scene. There was Jewish community in Stobi, which is confirmed firstly by an inscription dated in 163 or 4 AD, ex voto of the father of the synagogue at Stobi, Tiberius Claudius Polycharmus Hokai Achirius. This is the most discussed inscription from Stobi since its excavation in 1931. It was placed in the synagogue, which is now called Synagogue 1, and was used from the 2nd to the late 3rd or early 4th century. It was superimposed by the so-called Synagogue 2, which was used from early 4th to the first half of the 5th century, when a basilica was superimposed again. The synagogue was superimposed, but now by basilica, and these are the reasons why it is called the synagogue basilica. Other Tiberii Claudii are known at Stobi, bearing the same names as Polycharmus did. There are several inscriptions belonging to the archaeological context of both synagogues. We should also mention that only two other Jews from Stobi are known in the 2nd and the 3rd centuries. They are Alexandros, who was frontistes of the synagogue, and Posidonia, who left her woe to God. Bronze seal excavated most probably in the house of Polycharmus, bearing the name Eustathios, which is written around the menorah, is dated in early 4th to the mid-5th century. Several wall stucco fragments with graffiti from Synagogue 2 are very damaged and hard to reconstruct, but they also bear some names which suit the image of naming of Jews in the city. All of them have Greek Macedonian names, which leads to the conclusion that during a long period of time, from the 1st to the 5th century, Jews have been adopting domestic names, and that the tracing of their origin by their names seems impossible. It can be observed as a good example of the consequences of the changes of names and onomastic formulas upon the unified nomenclature of the citizens in the Roman Empire, and more if they were not found in specific archaeological context or not accompanied by a menorah, we would have no possibility to trace them as Jews. Noble families of Stobi in late antiquity are known mostly by their residences, and only one of them containing two inscriptions on the mosaic floor, the family of Peristeria, who was the most famous of the inhabitants of Stobi in the 4th century, since she has left her dedicatory inscription in the Episcopal Basilica. The only late antique sepulchral inscription written in Latin, already mentioned, is that of Flavius Bricio, who was most probably an officer in Scutariorum Scholae Primae, as supposed by Papazoglou. She opted for Scutariorum, then Scutarius, and suggested that his range was written in the fourth line of the inscription. Bricio is a name of Celtic origin, and this person, nevertheless officer or not, was accompanying Emperor Theodosius during his visit of Stobi in 388. There are 25 sepulchral inscriptions and fragments from Stobi, which can be certainly dated in late antiquity. All of them have typical, simple grave formula starting with Enhadekite, and continue with names of the deceased, or starting with Memorion or Mnema, and on one gravestone, only on one, there is Kimeterion. Some of the deceased are Makarioi or Eulabestatoi. We know of one archdeacon. And one eparchikos of Stobi. And there are mentions of occupations such as archietros, oikodomos, and vaginarius, which is, according to, again, Papazoglou's researches, second usage of term vaginarius and the elder one for an office in Roman legions. Familial relationships are absent from the formulas except of the one grave plaque mentioning Paideion. The dating of all grave inscriptions is placed in 5th and 6th centuries, but this one could be among the earlier ones because it was excavated lying on the floor of the late antique house, probably from the 6th century. There are also no names of the fathers of the persons, which excludes the usual onomastic formula. Sepulchral inscriptions from Stobi also count frescoes with identical inscriptions from two 4th century chamber tombs. On both sides of an arch, there is Hobios on the left and Hoblepis on the right side. The form Hoblepis is not completely clear for me and is not in a dictionary as far as I know, but it was surely derived from blepo. Probably it was presumably derived by Christians. Unfortunately, the first excavated is now lost, and we are relied to the only edition by Nikola Vulic, where only blep has survived. Now, concerning the topic of this conference, I would like to pay attention to a group of grave stelae, which belong to the 3rd century. They create a unique group of tombstones, and their only analogies could be found among grave monuments in Phrygia, several of them included in the ICEGE database. They are named as Tikvesh group of tombstones because they appear only in Tikvesh plain in the closest vicinity of Stobi, which is supposed to be a part of city territory of Stobi in the Roman period. The group counts several dozens of grave monuments, mainly stelae and plaques, and a number of ossuaries, which are different from other grave monuments in Macedonia according to the iconographical motifs and their composition, including a local andesite as a used material. It is also a unique example for so many products issued by only a few stonecutters' workshops. The group was studied by several scholars in the last 30 years, mostly on its iconography. Evergreen trees with visible roots, half moons, arrows, sickles, axes, diptych, arches above columns with bases and capitals, and very schematized human figures if they are present in the relief. This rich iconography makes the group widely defined in a sense, because sometimes only one of the mentioned elements includes the monument in the group. Grave formulas have simple structure typical for Roman times. The name of the deceased, the name of the person who erected the monument, familial or marital relationships, and nemes or mnias charin at the end, sometimes including also the date of the production. There is only one inscription which includes haere parodita. Epigraphic specifics of the group are based mainly by unsuitability of the inscription and human figures in the relief, if there are any. It was usual to depict the members of the family mentioned in the inscriptions if they appointed that the monument was made for all of them. There are although few, but such examples in Tikvesh group show some contradictions. More human figures than name, the names in the inscriptions, then a whole family depicted in the relief, but only few names mentioned, this one as a group, where two female figures and one male figure, for example, for this one, but dedicated only to some strange Adolphos, to his male brother. There are human depictions of the deceased and of one who has erected the monuments, but not precisely stated by Heauto or Heaute in the formula. Three inscriptions do not contain the name of the deceased, which is present in Tikvesh region, but not in this group. One more fragment of a stele erected by two men for their women looks strange. The third one to the right. The name of one woman is mentioned, and not the other one woman is named. we could expect that the uniqueness of the Tikvish group, not only in the province of Macedonia, but in the whole Roman Empire, can direct to autochthonic inhabitants who lived in an isolated region. But they have lived near Stobi, and their social status was different. There are 12 Kives Romani with non-domestic origin bearing Latin cognomina, 4 Kives Romani with domestic origin, 25 Peregrini with autochthonic names, 22 Peregrini with Latin names, and 3 names are uncertain. These differences are mirrored in the stelae through the quality of the production and sometimes in the dimensions of the monuments. Several inscriptions, as was mentioned, have the year of the production according to the Macedonian provincial era, and they belong to the first half of the 3rd century. Concerning that we speak about products of 2 or 3 workshops, there is no need to spread the dating far from the years appointed in the inscriptions. The number of Peregrini is surprisingly high for this period regarding Constitutio Antoniniana. But this is not the reason to push them so far back, but to date these inscriptions in the first years of the 3rd century. This is not the end of the challenges. Most of the studies on the group were made on their iconography, as I mentioned, and especially of the composition of the motifs. Among theories on the group, there are interpretations that connect it with the cults of Attis, Cybele, Hecata, Lunar Artemis or Dioscuroi, but the most durable of all is that of Nikos Chalcidis, who finds grave monuments as a proof of presence of a Manichaean community in Tikvish region. In his detailed studies, using deductively derived thesis and a lot of analogies from Balkans and Asia Minor, he understands that the construction of the stelae, the separate motifs, and especially their composition completely fit into the Manichaean myth. He proposed that there are no traces of their Manichaean beliefs in the inscriptions regarding historical circumstances in which Manichaeans had existed. But Manichaeism was spread on the Balkans lately in the 3rd and in the 4th century, which is almost a century later than the dates on the inscriptions. And we still have this dialogue upon the dating and the belonging of the stelae. There are 4 stelae from Phrygia in Icege database, which contain some of the motifs, especially a diptych, and 2 of them are erected Christianoi, Christiano, or Christianois, a fact which brings more or answers some questions. One of them is dated from 290 to 304, 10 or 304 or and 305, and the other one from 200 to 3050. Of our special interest is the inscription Icege 1224 from Kadoi, dated in 179 or 180, which has a diptych, an axia, sickle, and a dog around the human figure who carries grapes in his left hand and an eucharistischen brot in his right. One more stela from Athens has schematized 3 retruths. With these analogies given, we can refer to some Tikvish stelae which have crosses in round frames, although they are not carried in hand, so we cannot treat them maybe as an eucharistical bread. Composition of such crosses with other motifs may give the same hypothesis as for the stela from Kadoi. So we come to the same point of non-confirmed Christians in epigraphic sense, but possible one which will answer the question about social differences of the bearers asked at the beginning. If so, they were certainly connected with the inhabitants of Stobi, who are archaeologically attested as strong and numerous Christian community at the dawn of Christianity. According to the archaeological testimonies, Stobi was completely abandoned at the end of the 6th century due to the Slavic invasion and partially because of the climate conditions, a lot of devastating floods of Aragon and then immediately increasing dryness. so its inhabitants never came back to the city. Thank you.